Thank you for that. That's right. It is time for the good stuff. We've got a lot of good things coming up in just a minute. Mike, do you have a word?
I'm going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Go to visitvalentine.org and check out 50 things to do in Cherry County. Well, this fall, of course, there's going to be outdoor activities with hunting. Still some fishing at Merritt Reservoir or Big Alkali Lake. A trip down the Niobrara River is always kind of fun during the fall as well. Ice fishing this winter, and then next summer we'll start all over again. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are a very reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. And if you visit online, you can get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's TSLN.com.
So, have you ever been called just a housewife?
Oh, yeah, probably over the years.
Well, this is
because I was just a housewife for quite a while.
Occupation housewife.
Okay.
All right. That's what the name of this one is.
All
Occupation
right.
housewife. What are you doing with your life? Well, you're only a housewife. You're a homework helper, expert on spelling, a keeper of secrets without telling, a band-aiders, a hurt feelings mender, a peanut butter and jelly vendor. You're a bed maker, laundry supervisor, a child disciplinarian, a chastiser, a baseball catcher, a Girl Scout leader, a hamster breeder and animal feeder. You're a rummage sailor, a PTA doer, children's piano practicing pursuer, a thermometer reader, cookie baker, a spring planter weeder, a fall leaf raker. You're a table duster, vacuumer, mopper, little league rooter, argument stopper, a gourmet chef and hamburger fryer, food purchasing agent and clothing buyer. You're a romantic lover, chatty talker, a midnight to 2 a.m. baby walker, a business listener, a sock sewer, a concert, big game, and recital goer. You're a dog minder, lost items finder, everyone's daily agenda reminder, a nose wiper, an aching neck rubber, itching back scratcher, dirty head scrubber. That's what you're doing with your life. See, you're only a housewife.
That is good. That is very good. Thank you, Mike. I think it's time to move forward. Let's go over the 10 dog commandments for responsible owners. I think it's really important to understand these rules. Number 10, my life is likely to last 10 to 15 years. Any separation from you will be painful for me. Remember that before you get me. Here's another one. Give me time to understand what you want from me. Patience. That's always a good thing. Place your trust in me. It is crucial to my well-being. More commandments from a dog. Don't be angry with me for long, and don't lock me up as punishment. You have your work, entertainment, and friends. I only have you. Number 6, talk to me sometimes, even if I don't understand your words. I understand your voice. Be aware that however you treat me, I'll never forget it. Number 4, please don't hit me. I can't hit back, but I can bite and scratch, and I really don't want to do that. You always win that fight. More dog commandments for responsible owners. From the dog's point of view, of course. Before you scold me for being uncooperative, obstinate, or lazy, ask yourself if something might be bothering me. I don't speak your language. Perhaps I'm not getting the right food, or I've been out of the sun too long, or my heart is getting old and weak. Number 2 of the commandments, take care of me when I get old. You will grow old too. You'll hope someone cares. And the last commandment from the dogs to responsible owners, go with me on a difficult journey. Never say, I can't bear to watch, or let it happen in my absence. Everything is easier for me if you are there. Remember, I love you. Some great companions.
Very good. I think we can all learn something from that.
Indeed. Okay, let's leave off with a little lighthearted information. 5 years had passed since my last eye exam, and I could tell it was definitely time for another. My vision was getting fuzzier. The eye doctor's receptionist gave me a pre-examination form. One entry was reason for visiting the doctor. I couldn't resist. I wrote, long time, no see.
Oh, a little bit of humor in that one.
Indeed,
as well.
I like that.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.